And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Radio Show to News Talk 820 WWBA. Joining us right now, our next guest, Maggie Rodden from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Well, it's not too brotherly lovely up there today, is it, Maggie?
No, not too much, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, first of all, what is the UN Agenda 21?
Plan for economic, environmental, and social justice. It is all about redistributing the wealth of this country out of this country into third world countries, and it has nothing to do with elevating third world countries up to our standards, Matt. It's all about lowering the American standard of living down to third world nation status. And if you look what's happening right now, we in our economy collapsing, our dollar losing value, they are successfully achieving that objective. And they are using the pretend global warming as the sky is falling mantra, the way to get their agenda enacted. So they use the whole green movement is the vehicle that implements sustainable development throughout all of our counties, all of our neighborhoods. It started in 1992 at the Rio Summit down in Rio de Janeiro. Bush Sr. brought it back to the United States. Clinton had the President's Council on Sustainable Development. It has been infused in every federal department. It is all throughout the states. If you look at your local comprehensive land use plan, you will see it in your area, too. It is everywhere.
Well, I do know that it's down in Sarasota County on what they call the 2050 plan, which is definitely sustainable development. A lot of people weren't even aware of this until we started to hear from people like you that have spent the last couple of years definitely doing the research and finding out what's been going on and taking the time to dig deeply into the bottom of what this is all about. I can tell you that there are some other areas in Florida that you are also aware of, that I'm aware of, namely down towards Miami-Dade, a little bit over towards the East Coast, and somewhat towards Orlando, which is starting to get into it, pretty much around Disney World over there, which is more or less a planned development over there, the way that they built all of that. And, of course, this is what you were talking about, right?
Right. What they do, it's an assault on your private property rights. George Washington said that freedom and liberty and property rights go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. And our country is unique, Matt, in the fact that we have the ability to buy a piece of property and you can usually get the deed by Friday. That's unique throughout the world. Usually, in other countries, it's going to take about 20 years and you're going to have to grease a lot of palms to be able to own private property. And the opportunity to have private property gives you the opportunity to create wealth. And so the people who are pushing this agenda realize that they need to cut us off at the knees and they need to take away our right to do what we want to do on our property. And if you look at a lot of the different zoning ordinances that are being enacted all over, you're going to find where your ability to do what you want to do is being impacted. You are being told you need a permit to plant a tree. You're being told that you need a permit to change the light bulbs in your house. You need a permit to put down to cut a branch off of a tree. It is being infused in everything, and it is very subtle until you're directly impacted. Most people have no idea this is happening to them, but I can guarantee you that it is. Here's a perfect example. The smart meters, are you aware of those, Matt?
Yes.
They're going to put on air conditioning units?
Yes.
Well, what those smart meters do is they will actually cut off your air conditioner, not when you want it to be shut off, but when the utility company decides that they have a conservation event, and they will cut your air conditioning off. And so up here where I am, they're going to cut it off for 15 minutes every half an hour. So figure 12 hours out of the day, you're not going to have air conditioning.
Yeah.
And it's going to be up to them, not you. So is that allowing you to do what you want to do on your property? No, not at all.
Well, that's true. And, of course, the landowner's rights used to be a right of being an American citizen. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to eminent domain, that's a word that we've heard tossed around a lot about property that's acquired by state, federal, county, city governments. We found out a week or so ago that there was a total of $1.3 billion sitting in Tallahassee to buy land for the state that nobody knew about. Well, now, do you suppose that that's also in regards to the sustainable development issue that we're now talking about?
There's no doubt about it, Matt. Throughout the United States, the reason why we have crumbling infrastructure, our bridges and our roads have not been maintained, things are falling apart, is because they have been diverting funds away from maintaining those our infrastructure and diverting it into buying open space land. Mm-hmm. And that is going on all around the country. This whole high-speed rail thing that they're pushing all around the country,
right,
that's all part of it too, because their game plan is that you will live and work and play within a four-block radius of this apartment they're going to shove you into, and their idea is that you will be using this rapid rail because these are some of the things, Matt, that they claim are unsustainable. Your car is unsustainable. Single-family homes are unsustainable. Air conditioning at home and at work is unsustainable. Meat is unsustainable. Pavement is unsustainable. And they are pushing people off their property. Their goal truly is to have at least 50% of the land mass in this country revert back to what they call the wild lands, where no human beings will tread. Around that 50% land mass will be a buffer zone of anywhere from 10 to 30%, and in that buffer zone they will allow only limited human activity, and then the rest of us are going to be shoved into what they call urban growth boundaries or utility service areas. And what that means is you will live inside that boundary, and outside that boundary no utilities will be provided. They won't be providing electricity, they won't be paving the roads, they won't be maintaining the sewer lines or the water lines or the phone lines or the cable lines or anything. And I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Sonoma County, California, about 3 months ago, told all the people in the county they have 1,500 miles of county roads. They said that they are no longer going to be paving 1,350 miles of the 1,500 miles of county roads.
Mm-hmm.
So you live on one of those county roads they've decided they're no longer going to pave. What has that just done to the value of your property?
Lowered it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep, and that those types of things are happening throughout the country.
Yep. And folks, we're speaking with Maggie Rodden. Now, Maggie is a well-known expert. And by the way, the phone number to call to get in on the discussion here is 866-977-4820. We'll entertain your calls if you've got one for Maggie. The other thing is, I believe you could live off the power grid using alternative technology under this. Is that something that's also been tossed about here?
That you could live off the power grid?
Yeah, using alternative energy.
Well, let's look at true free market capitalism, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
If the windmills and the solar was so productive and it was so efficient and somebody was going to make a buck off it, they would have already done it by now, don't you think?
Yeah, and we do have these solar farms down here in Florida. There's a couple of really big ones, one in Sarasota County, another one over in DeSoto County. And FPL got some significant grants to put these in, but they are producing power, and this is part of, I believe, the sustainable development. And there's a website people can go and they can find out what it is we're talking about, livingoffgrid.org, livingoffgrid.org. But the fact of the matter, Maggie, is when it comes to sustainable development and it comes to Agenda 21, this is another version of the United Nations trying to impose their will on us, even though there's a whole bunch of us who would like to help move the United Nations out to say, Canada, China, take your pick. We just want to move them.
I think the bottom of the ocean is the best spot for them.
Okay.
And let me give you my website, Matt, for anybody
sure.
listening if they want more information.
Sure.
It
mm-hmm.
is theunsolicitedopinion.com, the three words. They can go there, and there's a tab on there, Dark Future, UN Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all kinds of information
mm-hmm.
on there, worth them taking a look.
Well, Maggie, I think we're going to have a question coming in here right now. We've got a caller that we're lining up on the line here.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is wait to take his question. But the fact of the matter is you have researched this for years. I know that for a fact. You've become an expert in the field. You've surrounded yourself with experts. You've done a lot of research. You've done everything from written articles, talked about it, and whatnot. And we've got Charlie, I believe it's Charlie the plumber in Odessa, that wants to talk about this. Charlie, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Captain. Hey, it's a great day to be alive in America. Hey, I was at McDonald's today. I saw a Marine Corps Staff Sergeant. He's a recruiting officer. He's just dressed blues. Let me tell you what, he looked sharp. I had to thank him for his service to our country today. And he had a bunch of ribbons, and he looked sharp.
Hey, Outstanding.
Captain, you know the difference of what makes us you know, a little bit better than any other world country is our modern plumbing. Let me tell you what, if we didn't have modern plumbing, we'd be drinking pee water. We'd be no better than any other banana republic. As a matter of fact, we'd be a lot more in debt, if you want to put it that way. So we can kind of pat a plumber on the back for having a modern society, sir.
Okay, we're patting now.
Hey, all right, hey, I feel it. Thank you. I feel the love. Let me tell you what, solar. Solar, for example. Yeah, solar's great. Yeah, you know what? I put in these systems, and they cost a lot of money. I make a lot of money when I put them in. But you know what? When the government has to subsidize something for a person to buy, you know what, Captain? That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? By the time they get their useful life out and get it paid off and starts paying out, they got to replace the system. The systems they have don't work well enough to where, you know, people can buy it without getting government subsidies.
Charlie, what do you think about sustainable development? Has it hit your backyard over there in Odessa?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to fire me up a gas still and start making my own gas here pretty soon if gas prices don't come down. As a matter of fact, there's a legal process you can go through. If you have a company, you can actually make your own ethanol.
Yep.
Hey, but you were talking about the UN, too. You know what, Captain?
Yep.
I'm not a very big fan of the UN.
Me neither.
I think the UN needs to pack up and get the hell out of our country and don't let the door hit them on the ass on the way out. You know what? The UN, as far as I'm concerned, they can go straight to hell, too, with this Obama administration, which is running our country into the ground day by day. But as far as this energy, I tell you what, drill here, drill now, nuclear power plants, coal, natural gas. We got such a large supply of our own natural resources, and this government needs to get out of our way to where we can go after them.
All right, Charlie. Well, I appreciate the call. We've got to close it up here with Maggie, but I appreciate the call. And, Charlie, carry on at ease. All right, Charlie the plumber, Maggie, and he's a regular caller to the show, and he's a proud Marine, could you tell?
Yes, I could, Matt.
All right, well, let's finish things up here with Agenda 21. What can we as people do? Now, I keep giving out the phone numbers every day, Maggie, for the White House, the Congressional Switchboard, the Governor's Office. I tell people to call their city, county, town officials. What else can we do?
What they need to do is get involved on the local level, Matt, because you can wait, you can call the White House from now until hell freezes over. It isn't going to do any good. You need to make your neighbors aware of what is happening in their backyard. You need to become educated, and then you need to fight this on a local level because it is being implemented on a local level. They call it Local Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
So they can start by taking a look at their land use plan. As boring of reading as that is, they can begin with the land use plan. They can start going to some of the planning commission meetings. They can go to their county commissioner meetings. They can start doing some research and find out about what United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is, because they call it sustainable development because it sounds so sweet and lovely, but it sustains nothing, Matt. It takes everything away.
All right, and Maggie, thank you very much for being a guest today on the Captain's America Radio Show. Her website, folks, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Maggie, you have a great day.
Thanks, Matt. You too.